far more difficult than a lightning arrester because this thing had thousands of kiloamperes going through it. And so then, where do we put these peacekeeper missiles? Because the near miss is obsolete. If we put them in a shelter, the Russians know exactly where they are, and that's where they're going to bust them. So then we had some interesting options. First of all was the multiple horizontal shelters. We have 400 shelters scattered around Nevada and Utah, and about 40 missiles. And these missiles are being continually shuttled between the shelters. So the Russians don't know which shelters have the missiles, and they have to waste all their missiles wrecking the 400 shelters. Well, that sounded a good idea until some popular movement caught on to it and raised so much rumpus that that was abandoned. Well, the next approach was a deep underground missile basing where we have the missiles in storage 2,000 feet underground, and then when the war comes, we drill out a hole and launch the missiles. Well, that was kind of expensive and involved having underground power sources that would run for a month without any air, no oxygen, no air. Of course, you had to have people down there that survived. And this turned out to be a very expensive operation. But I got to study nuclear power plants and also some alternatives. And heat sinks was a real problem. We had so all these problems, we were getting solutions. Then the final solution was the rail garrison. The missiles are stored on trains and in a military base. When war looks imminent, then the missiles move out on trains, and the Russians can spot where the train is, but they don't know where it will be when their missile comes out. So it's kind of hard to catch those rail garrisons. Sound like a good job, good solution. We build a test track at the Vandenberg Air Force Base at a big assembly building where we're going to assemble these missiles and put them on the railroad car. But we needed some power at this assembly building, so we created a design where we run power from the substation to the building through existing distribution lines, and we just extend them by a couple miles. Well, the chief civil engineer at Vandenberg says, no, you're not going to do that, because I want to be shown that the voltage at these existing facilities will not be out of specifications when you do running in your facility. Well, that was an interesting problem. I started out by analyzing the voltage drops along the line and guessing at the loads at the stations, and spent about a week and got one load profile. However, we had a friend in Oregon who had developed a computer program for doing this. So we got him on board, and he did the computations, figured out where we had to put the capacitor banks on the lines. And so we proposed that. The chief civil engineer said, no, you got to show me. So that meant that we got to test the thing. And we went down there, and after they installed the capacitor banks and ran the computer and set everything up, we had a team down there testing it, including our friend from Oregon. We ran the tests. They worked perfectly. So we got to show the chief civil engineer that everything was all right. He said, go ahead. So I had to write some reports. And as I was writing the reports, again, the personnel comes out and says, hey, you got to get rid of this guy. Finally, then they had to some Minuteman troubles. The old Minuteman motor generator sets were getting old. those engine generator sets are Alice Chalmers sets, and they had to be replaced. They didn't know how to do that, so I got to work on that problem.
Because you're familiar with Alice Chalmers equipment.
Well, they needed somebody who understood diesel generator sets, and modern engineers didn't understand that. So I got to work on that. Finally, at the critical day, boss calls me in his office and says, we're desperate. If you are not gone this afternoon, your pay is coming out of my pay. So I had about 3 hours in which to pack up and get out of the company. No farewell parties, no nothing. But on the date, I had a lot of vacation. During that period, I didn't use up vacation, so I had something like 2.5 months of vacation, or 2 months of vacation. Anyway, on the final official date, when I was supposed to retire, I was in China on a bicycle trip.